So it's December 1914. The war is 6 months old. The opposing sides dig in for the winter. Soldiers resign themselves to spending Christmas in the fields of war.
Centuries before, in Bethlehem, thousands of miles away, another group of men were out in the fields all night.
It's Christmas Eve, and the British troops saw something strange on the horizon. This is where you just bend your glow sticks to get them going. What are those lights? The Germans are putting up Christmas trees.
Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among the shepherds, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Saviour, yes, that's the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today."
As the guns fall silent, there's a new sound on the wind. From across no man's land comes the sound of singing. Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht. All is calm, all is bright. The opposing sides sing back into the darkness, trading verses, harmonizing with the enemy. Sleep in heavenly peace, they sing.
And suddenly there was music. A great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angel, singing praises to God. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased.
Next day on Christmas morning, one by one, men dare to put their heads above the parapet. Then they stand on it. Now they're advancing towards the enemy, open hands outstretched. Soon, no man's land is full of officers and men of both sides, shaking hands, talking, exchanging souvenirs.
When the angels returned to heaven, the shepherds looked at one another and said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened."
Someone brought out a football. Hats and coats were thrown down, with dozens on either side, in between the shell craters, a shambolic game of football breaks out.
The shepherds hurried and stumbled to the village of Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby, lying in a manger.
The following morning, Boxing Day, the order came through to resume firing. The men refuse or shoot at the sky. But then the artillery starts up again and the shells begin to fall. The Christmas truce is gone. Nothing but a hopeful memory preserved in letters and diaries. One soldier wrote, "No one is going to believe what has just happened."
After seeing the baby Jesus, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about the child. All who heard the shepherd's story were absolutely astonished.
Both the Christmas truce and the first Christmas story were breakthroughs of peace. The 1914 ceasefire could not last, but the peace that God sent to us in Jesus endures.
The baby born on that silent night, so long ago in Bethlehem, went on to model a life of love and forgiveness through his actions and his teaching. Through his death and resurrection, he reconciled us to God. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And now may the Lord of peace himself give you his peace at all times and in every situation.
So shall we stand to sing Silent Night? As we stand, bow our heads for a final prayer. May the joy of the angels, the wonder of the shepherds, and the peace of the Christ child be our experience this Christmas. May the blessing of God Almighty, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest upon you and all those who will share this Christmas with you. Now and forevermore. Amen.